Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 473 for Tuesday, July 14th. I'm Dave Sims. ICE Canada canola contracts were chopping around both sides of unchanged Tuesday morning following the volatility in the U.S. soy complex. ICE canola was anywhere from slightly above unchanged to $4 lower, with the most active November contract up 80 cents at $532.80 per ton. U.S. soybeans, European rapeseed futures, and Malaysian palm oil were all higher, which provided support for values. The Canadian dollar was slightly lower relative to its U.S. counterpart, which made canola more attractive to international buyers. Dry, hot conditions across much of Western Canada continued to underpin the market. However, soy oil was lower, which limited the gains. Speculative selling indicates the price charts could be forming a double top today, and more selling could occur. Large supplies of soybeans on the world market were bearish for values. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. Soybeans were a cent higher, with the November contract checking in at $10.29 a bushel. There are more signs of deteriorating crop conditions in the U.S. Midwest as heavy rains flooded out some crops and damaged others. According to the USDA, roughly 62% of the U.S. soybean crop is good or excellent. That is down a percentage point from the week before. Corn was 67 cents lower, with the December contract down 6 cents at 4.45 per bushel. Despite widespread rainfall in the Midwest, the crop condition ratings by the USDA stayed relatively the same for corn in its recent report. China is indicating it will drop domestic corn prices as early as September in a bid to make its own corn supplies competitive with imports of sorghum. U.S. wheat was 5 to 6 cents per bushel lower, with the September contract at 5.70 per bushel. The U.S. winter wheat harvest is about 65% complete, which is slightly less than the 68% average for this time of year. Spring wheat conditions actually improved 1% to 71% good or excellent. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday morning, July 14th, in Winnipeg. For Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.